Oh gosh. Thanks again for picking me up, mister. You didn't have to. Yeah, I usually ride the bus. But, I got so distracted talking to my teacher after class that I forgot. And then I ran out to the buses and they were all gone. I can't believe they would just leave a little schoolgirl all alone like that. I mean, who knows what could have happened? Anyway, it all worked out, huh? Yeah, you just showed up out of nowhere to help me. My hero. You know, my mommy and daddy are always telling me that I shouldn't get into cars with strange men. But you don't seem so strange. Well, not to me, anyway. Yeah, you even look familiar. Do you live around here? Oh, wait! You're Ashley's dad, right? Oh, sorry, stepdad. No, I totally remember. I was at a birthday party last week. I remember you yelling because we were being so loud during the sleepover. I bet it is kind of hard to sleep with a bunch of little girls running around, giggling and playing games and stuff. I bet you don't mind that too much, huh? Come on, mister. You know what I mean. A bunch of high school cuties and the skimpy little PJs. Up all night. So excited. So playful. So horny. Oh, I'm sorry, mister. That's pretty dirty, huh? Well, I'm not being mean or anything. I'm just trying to be honest. And a bunch of teenage girls in just their panties, up all night talking about boys. Duh. It just happens. Girls get super horny. And slumber parties are the worst for that, especially with truth or dare. I'm sorry. Everyone says that I have a big mouth. That's what got me into so much trouble with my teacher today and why I missed the bus. My teacher said that if he was my daddy, he would bend me over for a spanking. I bet he'd like to do a lot more than that, though. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being naughty again? Are you surprised that a teacher would talk to a student like that? About putting his hand on my bottom? That's really naughty, huh? And I'm not even like a bad girl. I think he just wants to spank my little butt. He's such a naughty teacher. And I can tell that he has a really big dick. Oh my goodness, mister. I'm being such a dirty little girl. But it looks like you have a really big dick too, huh, mister? Oh, yeah. Are you getting super hard and horny for me, huh? Is all this talk of slumber party sluts making you throb? I'm sorry. I know you're trying to drive. Gosh, mister. That slumber party last week was really naughty. I think about how you were actually there, too. What do you think about when your house is filled with naughty teenage schoolgirls? Little sassy playthings and tiny t-shirts and cute cotton undies. And you just know they're only trying to tease your cock. Every whisper and giggle about how big and hard you are for them. They probably just want to get fucked like the little sluts they are. Huh, mister? Is that what you think about? Is that what you want? What about late at night, behind closed doors? Ever wonder about that? Ever wonder what a group of slutty teenage girls get up to when no one else is watching? Do you want me to tell you, mister? You want me to tattle on your precious little stepdaughter? Tell you what a bad girl she is? Tell you all her dirty little secrets? Oh, mister, you are such a pervert. You must have a raging hard-on over there. Does it hurt inside your pants, huh? Straining to get out and play? Something about horny high school sluts? Don't you want to know? Don't you want me to tell you what happened that night? Who kept their panties on? And who had them pulled down by the others? Oh, tell the truth, mister. You just want to know who is naughty and who is nice, huh? Yeah, I gotta keep track of the bad girls for next time. Maybe you can pop your boner out for them, too. And then you'll find out for yourself what happens when dirty teen sluts go to bed at night. Just make sure you stay up extra late. And listen for some sneaky footsteps and whispers. Horny little girls are always up for some daddy dick. Oh, gosh, mister. Is this too much for you? Is all this talk of high school panty droppers distracting you from driving, huh? Seriously, don't you even remember where you're taking me? It's not to your house, pervert. Besides, what would little Ashley say if she saw us together? Yeah, she'd probably get jealous. Come on, mister. Don't tell me that you've never fantasized about your stepdaughter. All the guys at school do. Like, she might be the perfect princess sweetheart at home, but she's such a nasty fucking slut. Oh my god, mister. I bet that gets you so hard inside your pants, huh? You're such a dirty man, perving on your stepdaughter like that. I bet you always sneak a peek when she's not looking, Trying to look up her short, pleated skirts or glance at her private texts. I bet you even raid her panty drawer when she's out with friends. Do you sniff your stepdaughter's little girly panties when she's not there? That's really, really naughty, mister. What would cute little Ashley say? What if she caught you? What would you say if I told you Ashley was the bad girl at the slumber party? Well, that's a secret. Like a pinky promise secret. I'm not telling you what happened. And if you want to imagine Ashley being the lead slut in a teenage pussy party, well, that's up to you. Oh my God, mister. You've really got a big one in your pants for me, don't you? You don't mind if I touch it, do you? Yeah. Oh, I didn't think so. And I bet you don't mind if I just reach in for more. Fuck. How do guys ever get their pants on when they're hung like this? Not that I'm complaining, mister. Yeah. I like them big like this. Yeah, big, hard cock to stretch out my hot and horny slit. You know, the little girls have the smallest, tightest little pussies too, huh? Yeah, but cocks like this just make me cream my little cotton panties, mister. I bet it's probably harder not to shove your giant cock up inside my tiny fucking slit. This baby smooth teenage pussy has your name on it, mister. Too bad you have to drive me home. Yeah, otherwise, you could wet your dick inside a dirty talking fuck slut. Oh my God, mister, you have no idea. Girls my age have been watching porn online even before we started school. Yeah, watching sluts take cock and cum since we were little girls. So guess what we want to do when we're, finally old enough to fuck? You know what I mean. When our boobies start getting too big for training bras. When our smooth, hairless kitties start leaving little wet spots in our white cotton undies. When all we think about is cum dripping out of our filthy fuckholes. Oh, you like that, don't you? I felt you twitch there for a second. I think this cock needs a little more than a gently touching, huh? I think maybe you want this filthy-mouthed fuck slut to start putting out. How about I jack you off? How about I make you come right here while you're driving? Yeah? Oh, I bet that feels a lot better than being all bound up in your pants. My little hand on your big hard cock. Just working for your cum. Oh gosh, mister. I really wish I'd known what a pervert you were when I spent the night last week. I would have totally snuck out and let you play with me. I would have given you such a show. And such a dirty cum-slut blowjob. Oh, you're making me such a naughty girl for you, mister. Oh, well, you're driving me home. I guess I'll just have to work this really hard before you get there, huh? But the next time I visit, I promise that you can stuff my dirty mouth with your stepdad dick any time I visit. Just think about that. The next time Ashley has some friends over, you can think about how each little girl would look on her knees in front of you. Little cuties in pigtails drooling for your dick. Eager for your load, eager for your hot, sticky cum on their lips and faces, eager to let it shoot and run into their slutty little mouths. Hungry little teen cum eaters, Little sluts like that to swallow cum from their best friends, Danny. You know the kind of girls I mean, right? The ones that look super adorable with their mouths stretched wide, but still smiling and wiggling their little butts like horny brats in heat. Playful and excited, but also taking big cock down their throats. And that's when you blow your load. You can watch their eyes widen and hear them squeal with their mouths full as they swallow every drop like good little girls. Or they gag and pop off your dick and watch it shoot and coat their slutty little faces. That's not that big a deal, is it, mister, huh? Do you really care whether you finish on their faces or down their throats? Oh my goodness, mister. I can't believe you came already. And there's more. Oh my god. You really have a lot of cum for me. I didn't actually think you were going to do it before you dropped me off. I was going to let you pound my little pussy in the back seat. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you liked your teen sex, risky. Anyway, that'll have to wait for next time. Like the next time I spent the night with Ashley. Oh, gosh, mister. I've got a bunch of cum on my fingers. Oh, is that Ashley's lip gloss? You want me to smear a little cum on there? No, you don't have to imagine her eating your cum. There we go. Cap back on and everything. Now make sure you scold that little brat for leaving this in your car. You're such a pervert. I'm still not going to spill anything about that sleepover, but if you really want inside your stepdaughter's panties, maybe you should have her invite me over again. Trust me, it'll be fun for all of us. Thanks for the ride. Bye.